It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live, April 28th, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're able to make it into the rooms. One of them, I've got the Facebook room set up. I have the YouTube room set up. We are ready to go and talk astrology. Now, if you're new, if you haven't done any of this before, 1-2 Radio is a good place to start. You can click the chat link over there and get over into the Facebook room, or you can do the go to the on-demand section, find me, and there you'll see a link there to the live stream as well. Or if you go to youtube.com/MHAstrology? Okay, youtube.com/@MHAstrology, you'll find me. So you'll have to figure it out. I've sent out newsletters too, so get on the mailing list at 1-2 House if you can't. Otherwise, welcome! How you doing? It's a Taurus new moon. The moon's going to be in Taurus all day today. We had the new moon yesterday. I hope you felt it. It was definitely in the air. I was sort of counting down to the moment of the new moon. Because I could feel the sort of dampening and sort of heaviness that comes with new moon things. So it was pretty elaborate for me. I loved it in so many ways. And now that it's on Monday and the new moon's behind us, we're starting to get that sliver of light to the moon. And I think that sliver of light is a great metaphor for how we can feel. Over in the chat room at YouTube, we see Laura and Shelly. Thank you guys so much for coming. And Truly's in the house. Carrie is in the house. Donna and Quelly, thank you so much for coming, all of you, for showing up. I know it's a transitional thing and you've been doing great, and I have been so loving the growth that you've allowed me to have doing this. It's like it took me a minute, and you guys were a part of it. You were essentially holding my hand every step of the way, encouraging me, being so gracious. So thank you so much. And those of you that can't come to the room and are listening, maybe listening to the pre-record, thank you for showing up. See, now I get to see, like, where are my glasses? And everybody gets to see the things I shuffle around when I do it. And I love that, because I want that. I want there to be more openness and more connection, and that's how we do it. So this week we have a lot going on and so much to talk to you about. I don't know about y'all, I have been emotional. I mean, the kind of emotion that you're like, I'm choking back a little bit, like that kind of feeling. Like I'm not doing it right now, but like where I'm choking back a little bit because somebody said something, like it'll be the dumbest thing. Like somebody said something that I really agree with, or there was, here I'm fixing my camera. So see, there's distraction always, isn't there? Just always distraction. I heard somebody on the, I was just listening to somebody on the radio and thinking, oh my gosh, this, what they said was so poignant, was so nice. And it was like something like, I brushed my teeth today. And I'm like, so I was feeling that. And I was thinking, what is that? And, you know, if you look at the astrology, you can usually find something that's triggering it. New moons are kind of big for Cancers. There's a little bit of an emotional component to the fact that your ruling planet is now getting ready to hit the reset button. So I think some of it's that. Otherwise, if you have Taurus in your chart somewhere, you can find some area of your life that's also having that area is getting a reset button on it. So there's so many things it could be. But to me, that's sort of the effect that I noticed, especially because it's an earthy sign, which is the feminine sign, which is like water signs. It's going to be a little more connected to emotion and a sense of security and a sense of what makes us feel okay. I have wanted my deck done forever, and John graciously, secretly, has been saving up to pay for it. The last estimate we got was like $28,000. The deck is huge, and it's like, ugh, the wood is rotting. There's so much that needs to be done. I can't afford it. And we, so I, it was like, well, what about if we don't just redo the whole thing? What if we repair, paint, you know, reseal, da da da. This is such a Taurus thing. That's why I want to talk about it. So I go on a hunt. He goes, well, help me find somebody. I'm like, okay, first person that respond. I went to next door. I like next door to see what the neighbors are saying. And so, you know, I'll text a couple of them. It gets so commercialized because Thumbtack now owns them, or not doesn't own them, but Thumbtack really hijacks it. But there was a little guy named Oleg that responded, hey, I would love to come and give an estimate. I can come tomorrow. He was like, really, just so sweet. Well, he comes with his wife and his daughter, some of the nicest people I ever met from Russia. And he walks on the deck. He's looking around. And he offers me $4,000 to do. And I said, to do what? He goes, take everything off completely, restain, recover. We'll make sure that you don't have to do anything for 2 years, but the outside and the inside, repair all the board. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, you know, John's with me and we're like, we're so used to saying, well, think about it. He's trying to train me to say, well, think about it, but I can't, right? I'm like, yes. I was like, well, let me tell you something. Two of the sweetest people, the daughter's adorable, but I don't get to see her anymore because they come every single day. They stripped every ounce, every drop of 12 years worth of paint, maybe more on that thing, because all anybody did was just paint over and over and over. Took it all down to the wood. Extraordinary people. Kind, loving, gifted, workaholics like I've never seen, these two people. And so I was like, we got the deck of the new moon. And they finished. They worked until dark last night. They wanted to finish, and they did on the new moon. They want to do a second coat day tomorrow. They're going to come back. They said that'll take nothing, like an hour. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I am so happy. And that was sort of like another thing of that well of gratitude, of the right people came. I don't fight with them. I love offering them our Olipops because I love Olipop. And Anastasia fell in love with cream soda Olipop. And we just started talking about life. And so he turns out he's a Gemini, which I nailed right away. She's a Sag. They're opposites. Working like I've never seen anybody work. Lifting and moving and sawing and painting and getting under the ground and da da da. The deck is stunning. It just is absolutely beautiful. I can't even believe the price. I just can't believe the price because that has been something in the back of my head. We got to save 20 grand to just even look at it differently. And it all fell into this sense of security. It all fell into this sense of like what the Taurus new moon meant to me, the ability. And look, it's solid. There's no, you can't get your foot through the board anymore. They're literally rotted wood, gone, just gone. And if that isn't the indication of a Taurus new moon, I have no idea what is. It was kind of a remarkable thing. So, and come on in the room, you guys, if you're here, thank you so much again for being here. Pamela, great to see you. So this week, We're going to focus on Venus because these things are the Venus things in life. Gratitude, for sure. Taurus, for sure. The eventual reset of what we once considered security, because this Taurus energy is going to end up on Uranus, which is the only other planet we've had in Earth for a long, long time. And what we're going to see as we move forward, I think, is this amazing shift. Like, you know, those massive shifts that we take in life where you look back and you're like, wait, that was 10 years ago. And wait, that was a whole new way of living 20 years ago. That energy is right in front of us. And I think that is the most exciting thing that's coming on board right now. And I can't wait to share it with you. So let me get the chart on the screen. There it is. Okay. So those of you that can see, I'm bringing the chart in as much as I can to hopefully you can see it. I think you can. My screen is really small. Hi, Sahar. Thank you for being here. So good to have you. Denise, thank you. I could feel the new moon too, emotionally charging. This is Denise. A bit more energy, able to 86 stuff, three generations of DNA at every thrift store in town. What a great way to put it. I love that. That is so good. Yeah, I so get that. That's such a great image. That we're sharing our DNA as they take our stuff. I have four boxes now. Me and John have been making a commitment to get boxes out and just unload and no new stuff coming in. I haven't been so good about the no new stuff coming in, but a ton of stuff got out. And so that feels, it is amazing. And there is this sense, and I'm glad you're feeling it, Denise, this sense of like, this is kind of new, and it is new moony new. So, but I'm telling you what we're about to find this week is going to be treasure hunt city. And that's why I can't wait for us, you all to first tune into your charts, get a sense of your chart, where Taurus is in your chart. And basically it's the circle with the horns on it. So you look at the outside of your wheel. Hi, Kay, come on in. We have advisors from 1-2 here. 1-2, listen, advisors are in the house. Sahar's here. That's Infinite Light. Kay Dragon's here. I'll keep looking in the room for others. It's just the way it is set up right now. I've got a squint and I'm not going to lean in too heavy, but thanks for coming. Appreciate it. So look for the circle with the horns on top on the outside of your wheel. What's happening is if you think about the myth that I talked about last week, the myth of Taurus is learning to tame this sense of desire. It's learning to tame it, to harness it, because desire is huge. Desire is a big part of being a Taurus. Desire is a big part of being human, but it's also a giant part of manifesting. Because I think what we do when we start embracing that little Venusian part, we can get lost into the, I need to feel this, I need to feel this. And we confuse safety, which is what Tauruses often do, with things, doing the same thing, having the right amount of money, having the nest egg, having the right person, having the right da-da-da, having, you know, it's sort of like Tauruses have defined it in themselves. And the hard part is if you're on the weaker end of that scale, you cling tightly to what you have so you don't want to lose it, okay? And whatever part of our life we're holding really tightly to because we're afraid of losing it, we've already lost it. Oh, I don't want to scare you, but we've kind of already lost it if you're clutching tight because you're so terrified of losing it. And we'll talk about that. I want you to understand that concept. Being able to breathe in and take a sort of sense of the infinite that you are a part of, being able to see that your life works, being able to remember that you've been guiding your ship in a nearly perfect way with all the flaws and with all the dings and with all the mistakes and with all the errors and all the things you want to judge it, being able to navigate that up to this point, you deserve an amazing amount of gratitude inside yourself to feel the hope and the wholeness of what you've been through. And I know you've been through a lot. Some of you, I just saw during Erica's show, lovely show. I love that Erica comes before my show. People had lost their dog, 14 years, beloved animals. We lose our people. We lose the things we love. But do we? In the experience of, and I'm not saying, oh, you can't be sad because you really don't lose. What you can be is in present moment with your grief fully to understand and feel like grief. The grief is here. It's going to be there. But in that moment, there's these little reminders and these little upheavals that sort of like disrupt the grief, that disrupt the pain. And we think of something like very special or a moment, a reprieve. That happens not just in grieving, but it happens in happiness. It happens in life. It happens in living. These moments where we get a chance to go, oh, wait, I see something bigger. This is amazing. And what this Taurus new moon is giving us the chance to do is anchor that feeling in. I talked to you once before about the psychologist who said, start the gratitude process, but don't finish it. Start it. Don't start thinking about the individual things you're grateful for. Think about gratitude. And as you start to reach in to the things you're grateful for, because the first thing that flashes in your mind, the people, the love, the animals, the health, first thing that flashes in your mind, your children, take that moment. Don't label it. Don't go down the list. But as you start to reach, freeze that energy right there, that moment of gratitude, that gratitudinal energy, and let it cook inside. Let it just be there for a second. Don't do anything with it yet. And collect that throughout the day, because that this week, Venus is going to give us a lot of reasons to do that. Venus is going to give us a lot of things. I've been talking this whole week to John so much about how so many people want to be afraid, looking for a reason to be afraid, looking for a reason, believing everything they hear, believing everything they read, believing the worst case, and addicted to it. Believing the worst to the point where if you don't go there, you kind of can't exist in their world because they have this thing they have to see a certain way. And I was talking to him about this thing about how it hasn't hit here in our home, in our family, and how something shifted in the sense of like we were paying attention to the deck, or we were paying attention to the lovely people that we met and found, and we were paying attention to the gratitude of us. We were at one point laughing hysterically because the dogs were being so silly. And this is where I was getting like all choked up for no reason, remembering these little things that were like, these are little gifts, these little moments. And I don't want to be all like, I don't even want it to sound virtue signaling. I'm trying to get you to see that if you've been living in this sort of white knuckle place, you're kind of missing an opportunity, a big one. Because you get the energy goes where your focus goes, right? Energy flows where the focus goes. Wherever you want to focus on, bring that energy to it. And I'm not judging it. I know you have a lot of reasons, and a lot of you feel so justified in what you want to look at and what you want to be afraid of. But I'm just saying, this week, could y'all like put a pin in it? Like put a pin in the promise to come back and worry about your worst nightmare. Like worry about the fear, worry about, you know, whatever's going on in your world. Put a pin in that just for a minute to take a minute to understand this week, Venus is hooking up with Neptune and bringing us what the Magi astrology people would say, one of the most profound opportunities that we are going to have for the future. Lucky, profound, and it doesn't stop there. Venus is going into Aries, okay, the first sign of the zodiac. I want you to try to picture this. You can see it in the chart. It's in that muddled Pisces mess right now, right? Leaving Saturn, leaving the North Node, and it's coming along and it's going to hit Neptune, and it's a fast mover, right? And then it's going to come along and it's going to hit Chiron. And the Chiron-Venus connection, I didn't even get to read that one to you last week. I might have, but if I didn't, I'm going to read it again. And then it gets to meet up with Uranus, and then guess what? Jupiter. And then Mars. Venus is on a journey. And Venus rules what? Well, wherever Libra is in your chart, wherever Taurus is in your chart. You get to be a witness to the magic of Venus, and you get to prepare for it. Now, do you want to bring with it all the worry and fear? All the things that have been making you afraid a little bit, looking at the world and going, I'm terrified of that. Listening to the news, I'm terrified of that. And I'm not making fun of you. A lot of you are terrified of that. But you could, there is a part that you could change just for 1 minute. Take a breather. Now, you notice on this chart, Mars is opposite Pluto. Yesterday, Mars-Pluto opposition. It was intense. You know how many astrologers were predicting that would be a war? You know how many astrologers were predicting that would be a giant fight between global powers? I'm sure that's happening somewhere. Is it happening in your life? Because there's a lot of us predicting that means the coming together of our will and our passion to focus on something we really, really, really want. So I'm not somebody who wakes up and thinks of all the good things in life. I don't do that. I have to take a walk with the dogs and in 30 minutes time, start feeling it shake out a little bit. I've told you this a million times. I'm walking and it's like, are you still holding on to that? Yeah, I am. And then, you know, it's sort of like, keep walking. You got to keep walking. Thank goodness for the walks. And I have to leave early because I don't want to run into anybody. I don't want to see anybody. I mean, you can imagine what a little grump I am. I get the dog. Excuse me. The dogs are so gracious. I need to take a video of them. They kneel, they bow with their hands outstretched for me to put the harnesses on them now because we've done it every single day of their life. And we go do this walk and we do the same ritual and they kind of know dad's clearing his head. I know they know this because they kind of read when it's time to come home. They know it's like, okay, can we turn the corner now? We pooped, we peed. What else can we do? And so I'm not somebody that walks around light. I know that. I'm also not somebody that walks around always critical, always angry. I do walk around with a desire to shift this. Like I want it lighter in my head. I want my neck to feel better. I want my shoulders to relax a little bit. I want to be able to send some of that energy to the dogs and go, come here, give me a kiss. Yesterday I was doing some recording and Duncan was just staring at me. I said, well, come here, let me show you off. And I showed him off on one of my live streams. And he couldn't have been cuter. It was like at this moment. And that's another moment where I got a little teary because it's like, you have an okay life. You have an okay life. And you don't have to judge anybody that doesn't feel that because not everybody feels okay about their life. But this week, you guys, this week, we have some magic and it doesn't go away. And it's changing and the new moon set the button for it, to hit the reset button. I'm taking a sip of my beautiful coffee that John made. Oh, because let me tell you, that coffee comes from another planet. All right. Let me see how y'all are doing. Hey, Patricia. Hi. Okay. Let me see. Jonah. Yeah. I love it. Thank you, Sahar, for saying that. I think I got y'all. I think we're going good. All right. Yeah, excuse my eyes. I mean, it's like the way they have, I talked to my buddy to set up the screens, and that's Bombi, bomby.us. If you ever want to see Lil Sebastian and get some help with anything you want to set up streaming-wise or computer, I'm promoting the hell out of him because he's adorable. Little engineer for medical engineer and has just been, I mean, he's a cancer. What else can I say? So he's just adorable. I like promoting businesses that I love. Like my One to Listen crowd, this group has been amazing. This week has been phenomenal. OneToListen.com. These people are like morning, noon. They sign on to take your call and support you through whatever danger, whatever fear, whatever is going on in your life. And it's not an easy job. If you think it's an easy job because all you're doing is talking on the phone, you're wrong because people are paying you per minute to have answers. And you're on the spot a lot. And this group does it. And I love them for that. I really do. I appreciate it. I appreciate the effort, the energy, and it's been, I don't even know how many years, but we're kicking past 15 years we've been online. So I love supporting them. Today, the moon is going to go, it'll be in Taurus all day. So we really enjoy that. It was an all day void of course moon Saturday. I hope you felt that because that one drove me crazy. I was making all kinds of mistakes, had to send the staff meeting like 3 times just to get it right. Patricia's like, I'm having neck issues and I get it. And me, you know, Taurus rules the neck. So this is our time to fix it. But let me tell you something. I got this little quarter pillow, tiny little thing. It's like a tube shaped pillow. It's like a circular pillow, but I cut it in half and then in half again. Okay. And I put it in a velvet thing because that's how it came. That little thing, when I sleep at night, it goes under my neck. And so my neck is sort of tilted back. And I'm telling you, it's kind of healing me. It's been amazing. Amazing little self-help thing. So if that helps. So May Day is coming up. Wednesday's the last day of April. And on the last day of April, Venus is moving into Aries. And so what we want to do when Venus moves into Aries is get ready to celebrate that fire. But that means that we have to put up Tuesday with Venus being in the very last degree of Pisces. Okay, 29 degrees. If you know anything about astrology, 29 degree one is where all the energies collect. And so Pisces, it's like we could be very nostalgic. You might hear from people from your past on that day. You might be noticing on that day that you're listening to music from the past. You're getting hit. We just watched A Complete Unknown last night. I loved it. I love that era. I love knowing that Bob Dylan, you know, what he was about. What a, you know, not a very pleasant man, but a lot of creatives aren't, I guess. And I'm not excusing it. I'm just like, don't y'all put yourself in that situation where he'd probably hate me or he'd probably love me or I could probably get through that. It's like, yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just sort of like needs to do what he does. And had to, you know, he won the Nobel Prize in Literature and didn't show up. I mean, it's sort of like he had an amazing way with words and an amazing gift of his vocabulary. And so that, like, things from the past might be making a comeback in your life. And then on Wednesday, when it enters Aries, it'll be about 10:16 in the morning, it pops. It goes into Aries at 10:16 Pacific time. And that's where we start a little bit feeling the magic because it's 1 degree away from Neptune. Now, to remind you, Neptune's at zero. Aries, it goes into one probably tomorrow. But let me remind you what it says about Venus and Neptune coming together and see if you think this is a good day. And then I'm going to read you what Venus and Chiron do when they come together. So in love, it's one of the best aspects to have in a marriage chart. They call this the forevermore aspect. It signifies long-term love, enduring financial security. It is a super aspect and one you should do your best to include in your wedding chart. If you're planning a first-time seduction of someone with whom you want to marry and you're not sure when to do it, check your Magi ephemeris and look to see when this enhancement will be here. This is singularly the best seduction aspect if you want a long-term relationship. Forget it. I mean, their English isn't their first language. Just read between the lines. This is about life, though, this one. In matters of money, one of the most powerful super aspects in terms of making money, especially from Neptunian endeavors. Streaming live stream is a Neptunian endeavor. I've been trying to tell my staff, figure it out. Get up online. I'll do anything I can to help you. But stream, let people meet you, come out a little bit, and they're doing it. I'm so proud of them. So you're going to be seeing a lot more of us, a lot more of our faces, a lot more of us to talk to, a lot more of us to connect with, because I think we are starting to understand the importance of you got to be real. What's going to sell? The promise of something because I said it or your look, feel, taste, experience of it? You know, it's like, that's like meeting an astrologer. I won't name names, except it was one that was born on my same day, who refuses to share their birth information. Don't want people to have access to their chart. I don't know. What is that? Is that hypocritical? I'm not going to judge it. Oh, too late. Anyway, one of the most powerful super aspects in terms of making money, especially from Neptunian endeavors, which is music, TV, videos, drugs, altered experiences, dreams, creativity of any kind. By all means, maneuver your schedule and plans to try to include this aspect in any business chart. That means if you're going to launch something, launch it officially and make it a chart. Like make it like, because when you launch something, when you say my business opens on April 28th at 9 a.m., that's a chart. Make it happen if you can. This is a great aspect under which to start a job. It is even useful to initiate a small business with matters in this aspect, opening a bank account, starting a retirement fund. It's also the very best aspect to commit to any purchase over a period of time. Like get a loan, in other words, buy a house. This is on page 315 of the Magi book, Love and Money, Magi Astrology, whatever. What's it called? Magi Astrology Success, The Key to Success in Love and Money. Now, let me tell you what it means when Chiron and Venus come together, and that's happening in 2 weeks. And I just want you to be ready because you can be planning this. And let me tell you something. You don't miss out. It's okay if you can't do these dates. Nothing happens. You don't have anything to do. You can just light it, like do a like an energetic personal gratitude thing. Gratitude is always the default. In matters of love, the Chiron-Venus thing is similar to the aspect, singularly, I'm sorry, the best aspect to include in a love chart as it greatly increases and nurtures mutual love. It also is a great aspect to first meet prospective in-laws. They're so silly. Whenever possible, include this aspect in selecting anything to do with a relationship. In matters of money, it's a beneficial aspect to have in any business chart. It's called a super aspect. It is especially good for corporations that have anything to do with entertainment. One of the best aspects to have in the formation of anything regarding the formation of an entertainment company and related businesses. So that's this week. It's happening right now, right now. If you ran a chart right now, you'd see Venus and Neptune less than 2 degrees apart. And that formulates a conjunction. If you do it tomorrow, if you do it all the way through next Tuesday, even Wednesday, anything like that, you're going to have that kind of success. Now, is it a guaranteed success? And I do feel like a little bit of a snake oil salesman when I talk like this. Success can be yours any time of day, day or night, regardless of what the planets are sort of moving around. But these aspects tell us exactly what's happening as a metaphor inside of us anyway. So probably some of you were anyway planning on creating something different for yourselves. Maybe you're planning a surgery. Maybe you're doing some plastic surgery. Maybe you're doing something that involves making something with clay or painting or whatever. It could have just been a natural flow. You don't have to be aware of this stuff to make it work. But what you can be aware of is the magic that's in the air about it. Because not only is Venus and Neptune, are they coming close together? Mars is trining that. Mars is sort of fanning the flames of that. Pluto's fanning the flames of that. Pluto's in an air sign at 3 degrees. So that sends us a signal of support, air and fire. It's two signs away, a sextile. Mars is in fire. It's sending its message of support. So this week, if you want to focus on what you hate about our country and politics and all that, good for you. Go do it. If you want to focus on a reprieve, a sense of success, a sense of movement, a sense of purpose, a sense of fulfillment, this is available. Okay? Let me see how y'all are doing. Cosmic MC says, I love all the 1-2 psychics. Thank you to all of them. Isn't that sweet? Thank you to all of them. Amen. Hey, Gwen. Hello, Mark. My birthday is May 2nd. The Venus-Neptune conjunction will be in my 8th. Oh, girl, buy a lottery ticket. I mean, it's sort of a terrible thing to suggest somebody do. But what's a dollar? Buy a lottery ticket. Make a wish. Think about the things abundantly in your life that you would like to hit a refresh point on and celebrate. And happy birthday. Use it. Just be like, if nothing else, you know what I would wish for? That I never lose that sense of gratitude, never lose that, because that feeling shifts everything for me. And if I'm shifted, I'm going to manifest well. So I don't care about the things necessarily. I care about that feeling. Please bring that back, because isn't that what we're kind of looking for? We're not looking for this thing because we think it stops the pain. Like, give me a lot of money, you know, can I win on my slots? Can I do it? Or that feeling that comes as a result of getting those things we want, that's kind of what we're asking for. We just think we know what it is. And that's why this is such a powerful time period. So let me check on your comments and questions. You guys see how you're doing. I wish you could see this giant crow in my window, like literally 4 yards away. Well, I mean 1 yard away. Let me see. Gwen, you're so sweet. I'm grateful for you. It's Mindy. Thanks, Mindy. Mindy is cosmic love. That was a sweet shout out. Thank you so much. And you know what I haven't done real quick, you guys? I need to look on Facebook. Let me just check Facebook real quick. Because that's also a group that has been so used to us being there and showing up for them. And so we changed it on you, and I want to make sure that we get to see you. Yes, we have some people in there. Let me say hi to you. Renee, thanks for being here. Hi, Sharon, Libra Rising, Taurus Moon, Scorpio Sun, okay, let me put that together in my head. So sun probably in the first, Taurus moon. You were born on a full moon. It feels like life is shifting big time for you. Sharon, all that Libra ruled stuff. Yes, use it. And I hope it brings you many, many good things. Charlene, thank you. Good morning. Love watching you be authentic. That's so sweet. My last 2 weeks were so miserable, but feeling lighter this morning. My Jupiter in Taurus, Venus in Aries. Oh, you're having a Venus return, Charlene. That's so good. That's good. I'm glad you're feeling better. It is not fun to be heavy. And you know what? I tell my staff this a lot, to remember that we're here because some people in the world don't know where to turn when life gets heavy for them. And I'm not using that as a commercial, though it would be easy one to make. The idea is, when we're feeling heavy, what do you do? Well, I have the walking thing. I can go walk. I don't like talking my stuff out because I feel is I'm burdening somebody else. It's like the thing about certain type personality types. I love that. I'll say God and nature sort of take it. I love that walking feeling, like there's something bigger that's sort of lifting it away. And, you know, for me, it's sort of like, okay, let it shake down a little bit. And I think it's just, I don't know. I think it's a time period where, and it's also getting older. You kind of get older, you realize, you know, you've kind of seen it all. What are you going to worry about? Hi, Jean. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Erica's in the house. Your show, Erica, is just incredible. And she's over in the UK, so it's later for her. And she gets to have a show waking us up in the morning. I think that'd be such a treat. And Maureen's here. Venus is in Scorpio for this Libra. You're a Libra with a Gemini rising. So if you're a Libra and Gemini rising, Jupiter's near your ascendant and Libra is ruled by Venus. These shifts are so important for you. And you have a Capricorn moon, so I know you're used to keeping it stoic. That's what Capricorn moons, I've met so many of them, and I think, you know, you guys, you know how to survive anything, but it is good that you can, like, have some fun with that Libra, like, lighten up a little bit, let this Venus-Neptune thing sing a little bit to you. Take a look and see what it's bringing you. Okay, take a look and see what Venus is saying. Like, is it something tangible for us? Is it something emotional? Because, like I said, this isn't about the things as much as it is that experience. I'm looking for an experience that my mind tells me having those things brings me. But I want the experience. I don't care about the things. I think I care about the things because I think they're what's going to bring me the experience. But if I could just bypass it and have the experience, that's what I want to do. Now, I'm looking at the upcoming here. Beltane May Day is the 1st of May. We're going to have the moon shifting into Cancer that day. When the moon goes into Cancer, I'm so curious what you all do. Do you feel, does security suddenly become bright? Do you notice an emotional sense? Do you notice moodiness? Pay attention. That happens Thursday all day, 1st of May. And just see what your mood does. Now, Pluto in the sky, that 3 degrees Aquarius, is coming to a dead halt, okay? It's going to be moving retrograde. All the outer planets begin their retrograde journey in spring and summer. So, you know, the spring forward thing, it's opposite for the planets. They all tend to start reversing course. So Pluto's the first one in the batch to do that. And let me tell you when the other ones are. I think Saturn might be doing that. No, Saturn isn't doing that yet. Saturn's next in July. Neptune's next in July as well. So we have Neptune and Saturn will be joining Pluto going retrograde. And finally in September, in the autumn, we'll have all the outer planets retrograde. Okay. That's just all that means. If you're a Scorpio right now, it's your turn to experience that sort of sense of like, okay, my chance to clean things up, my chance to get introspective, even though Scorpios pretty much are introspective. But if your focus has been out here a little too much, that Pluto retrograde is going to pull you back. Pluto is stuck now at 3 degrees Aquarius. Whatever you have at 3 degrees, anything is going to be affected. If you have 3 Gemini, and this is where you can look at your charts and figure it out. If you have 3 Gemini, 3 Aquarius, or 3 the other air sign, Libra, that's going to affect you. You're going to feel empowered. It's gonna hold on. But if you have three Scorpio, three Taurus, three Leo, that's also gonna be like something where you're gonna need to change something. You're gonna feel move. You're gonna feel energy. And you're gonna feel like you're being forced to make a choice about something. So we're gonna take a look at that too. Slots with Christy. No, you're never late, Christy. Thank you for being here. Slots with Christy is here. Oh, I love seeing you too. Thank you, is that Michaela? I bet it is Michaela. Jeez. You know, we come back. Thank you, sweetheart. We go way back. And that's why I was so resistant to going video, because I was so afraid that people had seen me like the book cover from 20 years ago. And, you know, have I aged well? You know how we do with people. And then what happens in that hologram of our brain, it suddenly that's who the person is. And now we're updated. Like we updated the hologram, right? And if you do it enough, people get used to it. And you know what's fun is that I kind of knew that because I did that with myself. I wouldn't look in a mirror. And all of a sudden you're like, okay, this is you. You got it. Oh yeah, my hat. Somebody said, what does your hat say? I'm the local sourdough bread dealer. And I have another one that just says bread. You all maybe saw that one. I'm not big into advertising anything except this one I love because I do bake a loaf. I just baked two this morning. Every other day I make a couple loaves of bread. And I'm trying to, you know, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but my little Russian friend who did the deck, he said it has knusha. And I'm like, okay. And his wife said sesame seed. And I said, oh yeah, they do. I roll them in sesame seeds. And he said, can't find anywhere. And she said he ate the entire loaf the first night. So I sort of use that as a thing to send home with them, but it's so sweet. I mean, that's a Venus thing. Because I could have had somebody doing my deck that was absolutely, we didn't get along with, or, you know, it was just like, I can't wait for them to leave. This is one of those moments where it's like, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful that somebody that I'm seeing every single day is adorable and sweet and kind and really wants to work. And it's not about the connection. In fact, they sort of shoo me away if I ever start getting a little conversational. Let's see the week ahead. Let me give you the rest. And then here's what I want you to do about this Venus-Neptune thing. This is how I want you to think about it. At the very minimum, take a minute this week and anchor in that sense of, well, what do I say? I say gratitude for myself. A sense of something that you are so deeply, like it's beyond words that you're touched by. Bring it in. Don't label it. Don't name it. Don't name everything you're grateful for. You know what happens when you make lists? And I remember talking to little Peggy Reeser about this. Poor Peggy. I've yelled at her. I admit it. But she would be the person who wanted to celebrate everybody's birthday of the group. And I just hated that because she's going to miss somebody's birthday. And guess what? They're going to take it personally. And that's exactly so I had that stance. Please don't celebrate individual birthdays, because when you miss one, that person can't help but think, yeah, kind of like it's embarrassing. The omission is embarrassing, or that it might have been deliberate or whatever. Please stay away from that. Well, you know, it's an unpopular decision, but my point is don't make a list about your gratitude. Think about the big, like act like you're reaching for what makes you happy. Act like you're reaching for what warms your soul. Act like you're going after it. Include your spirituality. Include God, the universe, whatever it is you feel that deep, profound sense of love, pure love. Include, like you're reaching for it, right? And when you're, as you're getting it, feel it, like freeze it right there. And then let that just build. Do that at least one time this week till you have it, till you get that feeling. And even if you don't have it, like just even a thought, fleeting thought, like I'm having that moment, that gratitude moment. Let that be your chart, that moment of the Venus Neptune that will forever be with you. Okay? We're going to use it as a metaphor. If you've ever judged yourself, if you've ever had somebody else a grievance that you're holding, reach for the grievance. Don't take it all the way in, but reach for the grievance. And give it like an injection of a little bit of love and hope. Give it some light. Give it a chuckle. Don't forget to laugh. There's something to be said about ancient pain that we have, we all have, allowing it to start being less important, because it doesn't always go away. And we're not failures for not being able to get rid of it. But what we can do with pain and hurt is we can sort of accept it and then find some way to love on it. Like, not directly, but sort of like, okay, it's my pal. I remember Bill Hader said, H-A-D-E-R, the comedian, said he's had anxiety his whole life. And the thing that changed his life is when he took it on as a friend and accepted it. It's just going to be there, my anxiety. And so when it wasn't there, he'd be like looking for it. Like, where's my buddy? Where's my little friend? Come on, let's get scared together. And that's a little bit of the love we can give the parts of us that got hurt and we don't know what to do with. It's a hurt part. So what? Right? So we can change and modify some of our experiences through this week cycle, this Neptune Venus thing. And it says it's starting a new beginning for us. It starts a new beginning of love, a new relational thing. So anytime we talk about relationships, what are we talking about? The one relationship that matters most of all is the one to us, the one to the part of us that knows we're divine, the part of us that speaks for the divine, the part of us that speaks to something so much bigger. That's the relationship we're all seeking. So the Venus-Neptune thing can kind of help us get there if you're just willing to sort of not have to shift, like, not hate on yourself. Yeah, I have horrible grievances. I have grievances from, listen, the curse of being a water sign is I have grievances from when I was 2. I'm not lying to you. 2 years old, I still remember. I remember the crib. I remember the mobile. I remember the abandonment. I remember the judgment. I remember the embarrassing, hysterical moments that I think my dad could have saved me from or my mom could have protected me from and didn't. And I've learned to bring them a little laughter. I really have. And one time I had the dogs act out one of my shameful moments. I turned them over on their back and was like, oh my God. It was so sweet. I said, thank you. You're helping me act out one of my most painful, embarrassing moments. It was about being naked. And it was horrifying. It was just really bad for me. But I never forgave the circumstance or myself, or I relive those embarrassing moments. Y'all have those embarrassing moments? Well, you know, one of my worst embarrassing moments, I was at college and this big van of people from Texas, I believe it was trying to back out of a very tight parking space. There was a car on either side of them. And I was like, I could help. And I was motioning them. And I was like so entranced by who they were. Like, I'm West Virginia boy. Where did I go for anywhere in my life? West Virginia. That was it at the time. So I'm motioning them. I'm telling them how to get to move the truck. And I moved them right into another car. I mean, I directed them to smash into another car. And I was mortified. They all looked at me and I was like, I ran. That's how, I mean, to this day, I'm embarrassed about that moment. And I don't, I have no excuse for it. I have nothing. If I would have stayed and explained, what were you doing? I was daydreaming. I was like moving you and it's horrifying, right? To this day, that's my embarrassed moment. So pick something. Heal it. No. Let me take that back. Don't heal it. Laugh on it. Sprinkle on it. Take a giant love bath around it. But it's going to be there and it's not going to change. And we can accept some of those things, right? We can accept that some things just aren't going to be what they are. And I'm going to have resentments. I'm going to have things that I think that I'm defending. Like, what's the opposite of resentment? It's like loving a quality that everybody else hates. It's like, whatever. But it's about joy, Venus and Neptune. And it's about joy. So can we like join that you find one of those this week? Just one moment this week where you anchor it in and that's your chart moment. And if you write down the date and time, you can go to astro.com for free and run a chart for it. See what the rising sign was. Just for the fun of it, see where the planets were. And eventually you might have that to put in your chart, or you could keep that as your little moment. That's your chart moment. Nobody else has to know what it is. I mean, wouldn't that be a cool tattoo too? Like you had a change of heart because of a moment in time and that, and you knew astrology enough to put a little tattoo, like a little circle that's like my chart moment. Maybe it's a time, something. I'm not suggesting do that. It's a, be a horrible tattoo and probably very ugly. But I'm just saying there are some things and some reasons that we can celebrate. Let me see how y'all are doing. Hold on. Let me just look. I got to figure this system out. My glasses are, these glasses don't help me with reading the screen. Serena. Oh, thank you, Serena. What a lovely person. I think Serena, not to out you, Serena, but I think she's like our youngest advisor and has one of the oldest abilities. And she's also a producer for many of the shows. I mean, these are the people that I get to work around, and they share their love so constantly. A lot of new beginnings happening for Carrie. Career changes, moving. We just got a new kitten. Yoo-hoo! I love that. I wanted to get a new kitten too. The Russian family that came here had to bring their daughter one day. And she, you know, I was like, oh gosh, you know, okay, what do I do? It's a little girl. She was, I think, has to be, okay, let's say 10. I'm not really good with this. But she knew how to work the remote, so that could make her 3 for all I know. So she put on Kitty's superpower. So I finally got to see, like, I get updated on what young people are really into. She also made us put on Barbie for her, which was fine. But the Kitty superpower one was adorable, and it made me so hungry for, like, what could the dogs do with a little kitty? That would be amazing. And then I'm like, no, okay, let's not convolute anything. Anyway, it just reminded me that. Pamela, you just saved my day. Oh my God, Pam. See, I can't. It's so sweet. Thank you. I've been like teary all week, I'm telling you. Audra, thank you. Thank you so much, Audra. Hippie Kitchen, thank you. Good morning. I have Uranus at 3 degrees Libra in the fourth, and it opposes Chiron. Okay, let me get this straight. 3 degrees Libra. Oh, it's trining Uranus. Yes, it's in the fourth. So I think things are happening. We have to see what that is, but that's an uproot for sure in a very powerful way. So you got to let me know how that unfolds for you. Uranus is so unpredictable, I can hardly put a prediction to it. Denise says, I love that you make us laugh. Fill us with gratitude and share your stories. Thank you, sweetheart. That I'm telling you, y'all, don't fill me up too much. I got 2 minutes to stay like dry-eyed here because y'all make me crazy happy. Okay, here's the thing. Let me think what I got to think of this week. Always love your support at 1-2-Listen. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. Fran, am I on your TV? Ooh, do I look okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I looked last week, I saw lint on the mic and I was like, oh my God, that's eternally there. Whatever. I have Jupiter and Virgo for stuff like that. But if you saw my mess, oh my God, you guys, look what's in front of me. This is an example of what's in front of me. I don't know what to do with them. They're Hue lights. They're very expensive bulbs, but we got rid of a couple lamps, but they're in front of me. Why are they on my desk? Anybody else would say, dude, that's a sign of like, whatever. Thank you. Okay, so here's the thing. This week, we're having a sale Wednesday. We have May Day Thursday. We're not having a sale, but we will have a sale on Friday and Wednesday. That's at 1-2-Listen. The Power Peak password, May Day, lowercase, that's at markhusson.com. CA has worked her butt off for that. Do you realize that woman has not missed a single day in maybe years? I don't know what to say. I don't know. How do you get gratitude to that? I don't know. There's not a morning on a Monday that Kat doesn't reach out and say, have a beautiful show. How do you give gratitude to that? I mean, it's just these little things that come together and go, you know, I could spend a day, but the problem is when I get into gratitude, why do I get all like teary-eyed about it? And then I'm like, okay, I'm worthless. No, I'm not. I'm actually okay. It does fill me up. It makes me light. I hate to let go of you guys when I get on the roll like this. But if you have questions, you know where to get answers. There you can write, but I don't think you have any. It's just take a moment this week. Venus is going to make it really easy to love who you are and what you do. I promise. It's going to be insane. And there might be some surprises that challenge you. You might, some of you are going to hit a bump. We're not entirely a world where everyone's going to be happy, right? You might hit a bump. And that's why this thing is so important, to be able to reach into that moment where the light gets a little brighter. Okay. Cause we all, and I want y'all to know, it's not always bright. It's not always bright, but we have access to practice making it that way. Like how you all treat me. It's very sweet. Okay. Thank you for doing that. Oh, somebody just put, you know, my little, what you're seeing there is a little thing for 12reports.com because Sebastian snuck that in there. He did like a little link to, that's so cute. Cause I said, I don't want to promote stuff like that. And he, I know that's what he did. Cause I'm seeing it. Little robot did that. Okay. That's a link in the YouTube room. You guys, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Here's the thing. My heart is with you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for being a part of this community. If you need anything, write. We can leave posts here. You know how to get it. This is like the new stream. I think you're going to see more of us coming. And if you do see more of us coming, would you do me a favor? Let's go into the chat rooms and support them. Make it safe like you did me, because I don't know how to recreate that for them. And you guys made this completely safe for me. So I'm going to put the sign off music. You'll see my little banner that says, what does it say now? Offline, it'll say the stream's leaving soon, because I have a little button I press for that. And then guess what? We're going to do it all again next week. Okay. Thank you so much for all you do. Appreciate you all so much.